Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Fighting Back. Upcoming later here on The Dawn Show. Hi, Dawn Stensland, mentee. Coming up in our next hour at 11, make sure you listen in. My husband, award-winning journalist, host, anchor, Larry Menti. I don't think anybody is better at living and breathing campaigns and, you know, all of this election stuff than Larry. So he's going to come on and break down many of the different races, not just Oz Fetterman, because Larry really knows his stuff and certainly studies this. Sorry about that. So we'll have Larry coming up. But a great story about a grandmother fighting back. Just a remarkable story and her weapon of choice, what she used. And what is Governor Tom Wolf up to these days? As, you know, he's working with legislative leaders, we're told quickly and quietly. And they're negotiating, apparently, a huge $3.6 billion tax credit package. That, according to the Inquirer and Spotlight PA, and they're looking toward encouraging a program for natural gas-fueled hydrogen production. So I think this is the alt-fracking, you know, a type of package that Wolf and Democrats want to put forth. So, you know, we'll look at that one, definitely, to see how that falls as we talk about that. But the debate tonight is the big story, certainly. And this is amid what issues? The economy, we have some economic numbers coming out. We also have new numbers for illegal border crossings. That's what we call this now, illegal border crossings. But it's really trespassing. Imagine if you had hundreds of people on your lawn, in your home, and they just were showing up every day, just waves and waves of people, and mostly good people. Would you tolerate that? Would that be right? Would that be fair? But that's what's happening in a mega supersized way as we look at these millions upon millions. We've never seen this in our nation. More than 20,000 people coming here from, you know, some 60 countries. Who in the heck is coming in? How does it affect all of us? We'll talk about that moving forward, and I'll break down some of those numbers as well. But certainly the debate tonight, voters get to see the only United States Senate debate tonight when, for the first time ever, we see Democrat Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, as well as Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz, for the first time squaring off in a television news studio. No, not in Philadelphia. It's in the Harrisburg area, so it's another part of Pennsylvania, but at least we get to see him live. And this, as we learn that at least 500,000 people have already voted by mail in Pennsylvania. So I do want to hear from you. Have you made up your mind? Will you watch? Are you interested in the great U.S. Senate debate tonight? So we're going to break that down moving forward. And Dr. Oz, of course, I'll let you hear a local NBC 10 station in a moment doing an interview with Josh Shapiro, who's in the different race, obviously, for the gubernatorial side of things. Shapiro, the Democrat who wants to be Pennsylvania's next governor, running against Republican State Senator Doug Mastriano. That in a moment. But on Tucker Carlson last night on Fox, Dr. Oz was blasting his opponent, John Fetterman. So let's listen in. And this is Oz on Tucker.
Well, it's shocking when you hear Krasner speak there about a city he thinks he's protecting. But I've been in Philadelphia a lot during this campaign. I live in Philly. I went to school in West Philly. And if you actually talk to the people there, what they say is they don't want to be part of a white woke experiment, a social experiment where they're left with the consequences. And Fetterman, to your point, said that if he had a magic wand to do anything he wanted to, his goal would be to release murderers from life in prison. Now, Tucker, can you imagine having a magic wand to do anything you want? I mean, you could take care of inflation, although you don't need a magic wand for that. But there's lots of things you could do. But releasing murderers from life in prison without asking the families what they think, and oftentimes voting against the other members of the parole board, even other Democrats, is not aligned with the values of Pennsylvanians. Yet that's the position he has taken.
So many Pennsylvanians have died of fentanyl OD and opioid more broadly, but fentanyl, I would say specifically in the last year, that it really is, the numbers are almost beyond belief. And yet, I don't think stopping fentanyl importation, dealing, punishing fentanyl peddlers is a feature of any Democratic campaign. Why is that?
Because they're ignoring the humanitarian crisis they have created with feckless policies on the border. They've funded cartels inadvertently who make money trafficking human beings, take the money, buy fentanyl from China. They don't say anything to China about that, by the way. The fentanyl was brought to America like pieces of candy and unfortunately ends up in people's mailboxes. But Fetterman goes beyond that. That's what all the Democrats do. Fetterman says, I want to legalize all drugs. I want heroin injection sites. And he actually embraced a measure in Oregon, which was enacted 2 years ago with exactly those rules. And listen carefully, this is critical. 40% increase in overdose death rates. That's to be expected if you legalize all drugs. But here's the part that catches me. 50% increase in homicides. You create a lawless environment. Police aren't allowed to do their job, which is to confiscate narcotics. And this is the world that he's trying to create for us. And by the way, if you're bothered by this, and I was bothered enough to run against them, please go to DrOz.com and support me, because the Democratic Party doesn't even know this about him. They're just trying to get the 51st Senate seat. So they're pouring money into Pennsylvania. So DrOz.com will at least give me some support against them. But we're going to win on the issues, just like all the Republicans that you've mentioned today. The debate we're having tomorrow night is going to reinforce John Fetterman's radical positions. The momentum we have is a direct response of focusing on kitchen table issues. Crime, drugs, we mentioned both with the border, and of course the economy, everyone's focused on. Although if you're in Philadelphia right now, you're worried about your life, and companies are leaving, big chains leaving the city because they're done with the experiment.
Okay, so think about what's happening, because Pennsylvania, Republicans hope to hold Pennsylvania. Obviously, outgoing Senator Toomey is a Republican, but the GOP needs 5 seats to flip the House in the midterms. We're talking about the Senate here. It looks like they'll do this. It's going to be tight, but I think that they will be able to do it. But this is one of the hottest and most watched races, certainly in the upcoming election in 2 weeks. And this has Philadelphia just this morning reached a tragic number, the 438th homicide in 2022. This murder right near the so-called Rocky House, where movie character Rocky lived, and there were several recent murders nearby. So in this one happening this morning, we're told that a man in his 40s was shot and killed. So I don't know if that was a carjacking attempt, if it was another innocent victim caught in the crossfire. I don't have the details on that one. And remember, I had reported to you 6 hours ago, as I do the news for the morning show, and that was, at that time, Philadelphia detectives overnight searching for different gunmen who shot 4 different individuals who are hospitalized this morning and some very seriously wounded, the youngest of whom is a 17-year-old kid who's now hospitalized. So the crime, obviously, a huge issue as well. There's a $20,000 reward as Philadelphia police release more new footage of that suspected gunman who shot and killed 23-year-old Everett Beauregard. Now, this happened back on, think about this, September 22nd, North 35th Street. So this happened right near the Drexel campus, even though we later learned that Beauregard, the innocent victim, Great Valley High School grad and then Temple University grad, but he was living near the Drexel campus with a roommate as he was moving forward to earn his MBA. We learned much more about him from his family. And this one was, well, I mean, they're all disturbing, but this one was bizarre, even for veteran detectives, because they said as they released the different surveillance video, which captured this cold-blooded shooting, you see Beauregard, young man, he's walking by, and then you see the shooter, who he doesn't know. Words are not exchanged. It's not in the progress of a carjacking or a mugging or anything of that nature. And in fact, Beauregard walks by and the shooter turns around and shoots him in the back. So the first gunshot wound was to his neck, severed his spinal cord. And then as Beauregard falls to the ground, lying there helplessly on the sidewalk, that gunman fires a second shot into him. And so this murder is quite disturbing and has certainly shaken a lot of people in Center City, but especially the college communities, if you will, of University City, of the Drexel campus, and yes, the Temple campus too, because this was not a case where, you know, there was even a confrontation, two complete strangers, random, and a particularly heinous, cold-blooded killing. And that really brings us to the latest, and I think I retweeted this morning as a lot of people were looking at the Wawa, the big lit-up red letters coming down, crews taking down the signs in Center City as really a sign of the times in Philadelphia. Two Wawas in Center City, Philadelphia, now closed for good. We knew this was happening. It happened this morning. So 12th and Market Streets and then 19th and Market, two different locations. And these are, you know, if you work in the city, as those of us here, we work right along Market Street. And so here at Odyssey World Headquarters, as I always say, you know, this affects you. I love Wawa. We all do. And Wawa announced the closures, as I told you last week. So this is an official Dawn Show follow-up. But Wawa announced those closures last week, saying they are looking at continued safety and security challenges as well as business factors. And a lot of people speaking out about this. Mayor Jim Kenney's office releasing a statement regarding today's official closures, saying that city officials have been in communication with Wawa leadership regarding the quote-unquote challenges they've faced, specifically at certain locations, and the mayor says, we will continue to support them. All Wawa associates, according to Wawa, at these stores, as well as the others that have been shut down, they were offered continued employment at other Wawas. But we know from employees who've spoken out in the past, they've said they were maced, they were beaten, they were threatened. They're scared. And they're scared, and their families are scared to just go to work. And so Wawa, you know, did everything they could, I think, to talk about this. They said that these closures don't diminish in any way their ongoing commitment to serve the Philadelphia community, or our acknowledgement of the effort and support we continue to receive from local police. While continuing on with the statement, it is our hope to repurpose these two locations to further benefit Philadelphia. And then going on to say, we're sorry that we can't be there for our friends and neighbors at these two locations, but we continue to serve the community. And again, they put this out that Philadelphia is Wawa's hometown. And that's something that will never change. But I think, to me, this is such a symbol of the fact that crime and scary times are scaring a great company that provides fresh, locally grown food, locally harvested food in the city. And the fact that they've done everything they can. And yes, they spent a lot of money. They hired their own security. The bottom line is, if employees feel so afraid that they won't come into work, then what are you supposed to do? Ultimately, that's what Wawa said in a very diplomatic and careful, kind way. But that's what's happening in our great city. And at the same time, you hear Kenny releasing this statement, but not saying, you know, just think about it. What if Jim Kenny had come out and said, we're providing, you know, police to stand outside and canine units and, I don't know, mounted patrol. And we're doing this and we're saying, Wawa and all these companies, don't leave Philadelphia. You're safe here. We've got you. We've got this. Imagine it would have at least put some pressure, right, on all these different companies, not just Wawa, but to say, you're safe here. We've got this. Bring in the National Guard. Do whatever you want. They're so worried about the optics that they're messing it up and putting people in danger. And it's that lack of a plan that I keep on talking about. Meantime, as I told you yesterday, we did have another interim report from the committee talking about DA Larry Krasner. I've gone into great in-depth coverage of this. But I'll tell you more about the panel investigating crime in Philadelphia during District Attorney Larry Krasner's tenure. They did release this new, latest interim report. And yes, they do blame Krasner's policies for the city's rising crime rates. However, the topic of impeachment, which, by the way, you remember I reported to you, Krasner was expecting this in yesterday's report. But guess what? Impeachment, not mentioned. I think this is very wise. This is a good job. This is a bipartisan committee. And I'll talk, there's a new study about media bias upcoming. And I'll talk to my husband, Larry Menti, about that one. It's something we often talk about as two longtime television news anchors, reporters, hosts in Philadelphia and at the national level as well. So we'll talk about that. But I think it's important to note that this is a bipartisan select committee on restoring law and order. That's the name of it. It's a House panel in the Pennsylvania House, which is chaired, yes, by a Republican state representative, John Lawrence. But you also have Philadelphia Democrats, including Representative Amon Brown, who you've heard interviewed by the great Rich Scioli multiple times. So this is a bipartisan committee. They released some of their conclusions, but they did not recommend impeachment. This report paints a very dark picture of the city of Philadelphia, as well as, and most importantly, the city's top prosecutor. And so, yes, the buck stops with Kenny and Krasner, but you've heard, and you'll hear again tonight, you'll hear Oz bring this out in tonight's debate, where, and you've heard Mastriano talk about this, that yes, the city's top prosecutor, the city of Philadelphia, is Krasner. However, he could have been trumped, if you will, by the Commonwealth's top cop, and that is the Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, who wants to be your next governor. So Shapiro answering a lot of questions lately in the media about why he didn't do more to bring in patrols, to bring in other levels of law enforcement, such as at the state level, to keep Philadelphia safe. We'll be talking about this moving forward. There's so much happening, and I'll certainly outline that 63-page report that has just been released, and we're getting our first look at it. So much happening today. I've got it covered for you right here on The Dawn Show. 855-839-1210 is the number to call. Find me on Twitter at Dawn Stensland. The Dawn Show continues right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So just out now, Josh Shapiro, the Democrat Attorney General, who has been indeed blasted for the crime, that the rise in crime. But on the other hand, he's seen more moderate than, for example, Governor Tom Wolf, who's a fellow Democrat. You can tell me if you believe that or not, 855-839-1210. But on NBC 10, one of our partnering stations, they've just released an interview. I believe Lauren Make, who's their political reporter, had interviewed Josh Shapiro, the Attorney General, who's running as a Democrat for governor. So let's listen in.
This level of violence we are seeing is unacceptable.
Attorney General Josh Shapiro in a city that has been plagued by daily violence. Republican candidate for governor Doug Mastriano recently appeared on Fox News.
Doug Mastriano, on day one, we're going to become a law and order state. We're going to break the backs of these criminals.
Mastriano has been attacking his opponent on this issue.
He owns crime because he is the senior law enforcement official of the state. And people in this community and your families are being killed by drugs and murderers.
As Attorney General, do you believe that you have made people safer?
I do. I think if you look at my record, the data is clear.
Mastriano has not responded to requests for interviews, but Shapiro did agree to talk to us. In our interview, Shapiro pointing both to his endorsements by law enforcement, including Philadelphia's FOP, and his office's arrests of drug and gun traffickers and child predators.
There's no denying the fact that where we've deployed our resources, our strategic response teams, in Kensington, in West Philadelphia, we've been able to bring down a level of violence.
Shapiro's time as Attorney General, though, also overlaps with Philadelphia's struggle to contain gun violence.
The leadership in Philadelphia and in Harrisburg has let us down as Pennsylvanians. So Josh Shapiro now, I mean, whatever he wants to say, but it was under his watch that all this happened.
Can you understand why voters look at you as the top law enforcement officer and do look at what's happening and give you the responsibility?
I think those who know me, like our law enforcement leaders of both parties, know that I'm the one they can trust and rely on to make our community safer. Understand that in our local communities, it's a local police and local DA who have primary jurisdiction.
In Philadelphia, the district attorney is Larry Krasner, who has drawn his own criticism from Republicans over his policies and performance.
What do you think of the job that DA Larry Krasner is doing in Philadelphia, specifically on gun violence?
Look, I work with 67 district attorneys across Pennsylvania.
I'm only asking about the one.
And I recognize that, but we have a responsibility to work with all the DAs. And where we can, we work with him. There needs to be a level of accountability in our communities when someone who's a prohibited purchaser picks up that gun in the first place. We don't have that here in this city.
If you become Pennsylvania's next governor, what would you do specifically about that issue that you just said needs to get better?
I think we need to hire more police officers in our community.
Hiring more police officers is going to fix the accountability issue you just
Hiring 2,000 more police officers across Pennsylvania, making sure they're properly trained, that they come from the communities that they're sworn to protect, means that we'll be able to create more accountability in the communities.
Hiring 2,000 more, how many of those would come to Philadelphia? So I'm curious about that one. We'll continue to follow, obviously, these races, but I wanted to bring you that latest sound. We have some sad word. You know, Josh Shapiro, obviously, from Abington, Montgomery County, former defense secretary and Philadelphia native Ashton Carter has died unexpectedly at the age of 68, according to his family. And I say Abington because Carter had graduated from Abington Senior High School, of course, right over the Philadelphia border into Montgomery County. And we're told that he died of a sudden cardiac event. He served as Secretary of Defense under former President Barack Obama from 2015 through about 2 years until 2017, and had gone to Yale, Oxford, Rhodes Scholar, somebody impressive from our region, and had served as the Pentagon's second-ranking official between 2011 and 2013, spent 2 years as the department's tech and weapons-buying chief, and was Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy during the Clinton administration. So if you'd heard of him, he preferred to be called Ash rather than Ashton, but we have confirmed through the family that Philadelphia native and former Defense Secretary Ash Carter has died unexpectedly, and certainly our condolences in this region to family, friends, former colleagues. That's certainly a sad situation. I would imagine, actually, Josh Shapiro probably knew him because they're both from the Abington area, and it's, as you know, it's a small world here. So our condolences to the Carter family and the community as well. All right, the Dawn Show is going to continue with much more still ahead. We'll talk about Bryce Harper. We'll talk about the Phils and baseball. We'll talk about a grandmother who took matters into her own hands as a crime-fighting granny making national news. And I'll tell you what weapons she used to beat down a criminal. So kind of a fun story that has gone viral. But the Dawn Show is going to continue right after this.
Swing and a fly ball, shallow center field. Coming on is Marsh, still coming on. Makes the catch. The ball game is over. The drought is over after 11 seasons. The Philadelphia Phillies are going back to the postseason.
We're going. You're going.
Swing and a pop up. Foul, third base side. Sosa racing over. Foul ground. He's under it.
It's exciting. Tickets going on sale today. I'll take your calls in just a moment, but you know, we wanted to play some of the fun stuff that's happening in the city of Philadelphia. Are you trying to get tickets? The lottery is opening up so that you can get face value. I guess 20,000 Phils fans will be eligible to put your name in the ring and light a candle, say a prayer that you get playoff tickets. But if you don't, you're going to fork out some big time cash. I saw already 1,300, 102, 1,200, so 1,200. Somebody said, oh, they're going for $800-900. I didn't even see that cheap if you're going on this, you know, secondary markets. But it's exciting for Philadelphia as we look to the World Series coming up this Friday.
The cheapest I saw was $1,200 for standing room.
Wow.
So I hope I get that email because I think they're like 60 face value. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then will people... You know, will people do resale? I think it's a shame. If you win the lottery, you know, you should have to go. It should have to be the diehard fan who can't afford it, right?
Yes, I'm all for that. I agree.
I think that, I don't know. I always am an advocate for that, that they find the diehard fan who promises, I don't know, in writing or whatever, swear in front of your grandmother or put your hand on the Bible that you're going to go to the game.
Swear to Rocky, yeah.
All right, let's take some of your calls because I know you want to talk. So let's go to, we want to go to Big John in Huntington Valley. Hey, John.
Hey, Dawn. How are you today?
Good. Happy two weeks away.
You're doing a nice job.
Thank you.
Just regarding Shapiro and Mastriano, you know, I'm center left, but kind of moderate. the thing with Mastriano is, I mean, honestly, when you really look back in his past, I was there at the Glenside 4th of July parade, and he's marching with the 3%ers. I mean, he's got so much extremism baggage with him, it's scary. Now, I will agree with him on the 2,000 police officers across the state. That would be great, and it's a great idea, and I hope Shapiro would do the same.
So Mastriano, so who was he? You're saying he was marching with who? In Glenside.
In the Glenside parade, 4th of July, he was marching with the 3%ers. You know, if you really look at it, he's got close to ties to so many groups like that. He's just too, I find him too extreme. He's extreme even within MAGA. You know, it's incredible. And while Shapiro, I do believe, is more moderate, not a progressive, because I'm certainly not a progressive, I do like the idea that Mastriano had about the 2,000 additional police officers, and we're going to have to tighten things up and make people accountable. But overall, I just can't see Mastriano being for all the people.
Okay. I mean, you know, the only thing I'll say about it, I'm looking at the picture of him in a parade. He's there is a group walking behind him. Thank you, John. I appreciate your call. I don't know, you know, I do see the picture of a parade, and I see somebody, a lady at the end of the group holding that. So I have no confirmation. You know, people call in and I have no confirmation that that was a group that he was endorsing or so-called, you know, working with. But, you know, and that's the problem I have with this and this kind of reporting, is that a picture emerges on social media and suddenly they, you know, paint somebody with a broad brush. So I can tell you that Mastriano, up until, you know, past, what was it, up until 2017, served in the Army, and he's a retired U.S. Army colonel. So he is somebody who certainly had, you know, if you know anybody in the military, and I have people in my family, in other words, when you rise to that level and you have all these different clearances in the United States military, they have to clear you. And if you're a member of some nutty group that is, I don't know, doing something, you know, horrible or involved in violence, obviously the military can take action against you, right? So there's no such evidence anywhere. And so I just want to put that out there as a full disclosure, because I'm just saying, do your homework on that level, and be careful, certainly, of seeing some picture online and then making conclusions about somebody. And so I'll just put that out there. Oh, my goodness. So let's go to Brian. Now you're calling from North Wildwood. Hey, Brian.
Just a comment on that Shapiro interview. It's on the street. It almost looks like the reporter, you know, was lucky enough to stop him in his tracks. And that's what it's been dumbed down to. No debates, no formal interview, not coming into the studio to actually answer follow-up questions. It's really pathetic how the voters are treated by, you know, a guy who wants to be governor at this.
Yeah, Ralph, I apologize. I think we lost you. We had an audio issue. I apologize. But the point that you're making, because the candidates could not agree, did not agree on a debate, and it really came from both candidates, I will say. So that's what I'm hearing, that both candidates, for multiple reasons, could not agree upon a debate. And I think it should be mandatory. I think we deserve that, we the people, because it's all about us. It's not all about them. And so I think it's, to your point, it's a bad look for sure. Let's get to Chris in Glenside. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hi, Dawn. Can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you.
Hi. Yeah, no, I just wanted to respond. I was at that Glenside parade, and my daughter and I were probably the only two people with Mastriano shirts. We were standing at the end of the parade. I don't believe Mastriano. He might have been at the beginning of the parade. He certainly wasn't at the end. And it was almost comical. We were standing there, my daughter and I, amongst hundreds of Shapiro supporters. And when they came over, I have a photo of them with these big balloons spelling out Shapiro. I felt like I was in like the Music Man or something. I mean, he has so much support around there. It's just not really a fair assessment.
Well, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad you were there. The pictures that I'm looking at online, it looks like, to your point, Mastriano is way further up front, and I see a blonde lady, looks like a mom, and she does have a 3%er flag, which obviously in a parade, you know, freedom of speech, she can have whatever her, I don't know a ton about the 3%ers. I really like the American flag, and especially for a 4th of July flag, I really just like our good old flag. Just the red, white, and blue, stars and stripes. That's my opinion. So I don't like when people alter that necessarily, especially when we're thinking about honoring those with military service. It strikes me more that Mastriano was somebody, a colonel in the Army. And I've said over and over that I don't want to paint anybody with a broad brush, whether it's Shapiro or whether it's Mastriano. So I take both of them because of their long careers, as we know both of them, that they are fully vetted candidates. And neither of them, to my knowledge, and I've researched both of them, neither of them has ever been considered a person who has threatened violence, been part of any violence. There are these horrifying ads saying that Mastriano crossed the line, making it sound like he was part of the riot on January 6th. That has been investigated by law enforcement, and that has been vetted, and that is just not true. So what I'm saying here, look at the issues. Look at the candidates, yes. Look at the issues. It's all about the issues and not all of these horrifying claims that, of course, if somebody did any of this stuff, that would be disqualifying, I would think. All right, let me move on to Paul in, where are you, Upper Dublin? Hey, Paul.
Dublin, Bucks County.
Oh, Bucks, Dublin, Bucks. Okay. Hey, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Dawn. I'm so frustrated and disappointed with Verizon Fios. Not being willing to do the right thing tonight and broadcast the debate between the two candidates, Oz and Fetterman. And it doesn't surprise me, because when you go and look at the executive leadership of Verizon Fios, they for years have been a very far left leadership group there. So it doesn't surprise me. It just disappoints me. And I'm going to seriously look at changing my provider. Also, with regard to the anger, angst, whatever you want to call it, against Mr. Colonel
Mastriano.
Many of the people on the left do not like the U.S. military. They do not like those who serve in the U.S. military. They probably, for the most part, don't have members of their own family who have served or are serving in the U.S. military. The man, Mastriano, has done a great service to our country. If he had a serious problem in the military, he would have been out, but he didn't. And, as a command staffer, which he was for a long time, he had to write papers that gave senior commanders, more senior than himself, options that on face value might not seem logical. But in any case, Mastriano is an American hero, and he should be treated with respect.
Yeah, and Paul, I appreciate your words, and they're heartfelt. And although he was in the Army, more people are Marines in my family, and we have that whole, that conversation. But I'm with you, and I will simply say that, I just don't believe in this canceling out of somebody and just saying horrible things about them that there is no tangible evidence to back that up in any way, shape, or form. Look at the issues. And on this one, campaigns, and I get the ads, they don't want to look at the issues, a lot of them. But that is what we, the people, we need to be smarter than all of this partisan nonsense. Look at the issues. Vote for the candidate that, you know, meets your needs and issues as a voter. So let's see. Tony is in Bucks County. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Dawn, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Listen, that interview with Shapiro, I mean, she skirted every issue. She didn't give a solid answer to anything. And when he was asked specifically about Krasner, she sidestepped it again. This is a guy who's going to get into office and basically vote along the lines with and do what he needs to do in order to remain part of the Democratic Party. It's ridiculous putting 2,000 cops. What are they going to do? What accountability do the cops have if the DA and the city mayor aren't behind them?
You know, well,
first
the
it's defund, then it's refund. Yeah, I mean, for me,
mm-hmm.
Mastriano, maybe extreme. I don't know what extreme is. This is a guy that understands accountability and responsibility. And their responsibility is to protect our rights to live our lives. Just have to get that off my chest.
No, I appreciate you, Tony. And this is what I keep questioning when we've been bombarded with all of these ads, especially the ads that are these ads claiming that a candidate, somebody who is a combat war veteran, who served in the military up until, you know, fairly recently, before then he went on to become a state senator, but somebody who, when you look at the legislation, for example, that he has proposed, take a look at it, do your homework. I talk about it a lot, but I'm simply saying don't be fooled and by the campaign ads or by the media that does not adequately cover this. It's not fair. It's not right. And we, the people, we should be able to have a debate or at least one between the two candidates, right, who want to run for governor and be the next governor of Pennsylvania. But I want to get to Ralph. I'm going to end with Tom because Tom wants to get back to, you know, talking about the Phillies. So we'll end on a lighter note. But let's get to Ralph real quick here, Ralph. I'm up against a tough break. Ralph in Broomall. Jimmy, can you help me take Ralph in Broomall real quick? And Tom, hang on. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, Dawn, good morning. Hey, real quick, listen, Josh Shapiro, for not debating Doug Mastriano, and I'm a volunteer in Doug's campaign, we tried everything to get him to do it. Listen to this. Shapiro is a coward. You got that? Coward, Shapiro. They're very brief and to the point. How's that, Dawn?
Ralph, thank you. I appreciate you for sure. Well, I think that actually it's a campaign advisor who's saying to him, hey, you've been double digits in the polls up until fairly recently, so it's your advantage not to do this because you have everything to lose. And so I think it was probably a campaign advisor saying, yeah, don't do that. But we have Jake the Plumber in Westchester. Hey, Jake.
Hi, Dawn. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Good. So kind of what I always think about when I'm looking at who I would like to vote for is which of the candidates are going to most support individual liberty. Mm-hmm. I think that's paramount. That's what they're there for, is to protect the people's liberty. So I look at Shapiro as a part of the same group of people who did all the lockdowns. I don't think he had the same authority. He didn't have the same authority that Wolf did, for sure, in locking us down. But he was all in on taking all our liberties for the past 2, 3, 4 years. And Mastriano was all in on giving the people freedom, the choice to choose for themselves what is safe and what is good and what is healthy. And just giving freedom to the people is what it's all about in terms of who I'm looking for to the people who I'm going to ask to be my governor and senators and all of that.
Well, Jake, thank you. I appreciate you calling in for sure. And I think what Jake is saying is that Shapiro has insinuated that he's not as progressive or maybe far to the left, that he doesn't believe in the lockdowns in the way that Governor Tom Wolf did, knowing, of course, that these policy decisions that, for example, ordered COVID positive patients into our nursing homes, we don't talk about this enough. We know that that killed people, grandparents, and I have friends and you know, family who've lost loved ones due to that situation. It's tragic. And so the policies of Governor Tom Wolf have not aged well. The policies of, for example, the Philadelphia school district shutting down have not aged well. And so would a Governor Shapiro have done the same thing? I would hope not, but we don't know. So ultimately, I do think that for Shapiro, from his vantage point, he unfortunately gets painted with that brush of Governor Tom Wolf. And I think that is why, one of the many reasons we're seeing these polls tighten up. I'll talk moving forward with my husband, Larry Menti, about, because Larry he looks at this stuff and he knows all the polls and the ins and outs and what we should be looking at. He has some great insight and perspective. But I do want to end with Tom and Cinnamons. And thanks for calling back, Tom, because you want to talk about the Phils, the World Series, what tickets cost then and now. Hey, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Dawn. I really appreciate you and your presentation. I, too, am a World War II vet, but that's beside the point. But I was in college in 1950, decided to go to the game, the second game of the World Series, went to the box office, bought a ticket, sat in the center field watching Joe DiMaggio. Oh, incidentally, I paid $1 for the ticket.
Oh, my goodness.
I wish.
And you know what, Tom? I wish that you had the program and the ticket. If you had all that, maybe an autograph, it would probably be worth, you know, six figures. Tom, you made my day. Thank you for calling in. We've got to move forward. You know, we talked about home. And for me and for my husband, Larry, who's upcoming, and if you're on hold right now, I'll ask you to hold on. Maybe you can get in your call when Larry gets in there. But you've heard me talk a lot about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding, the Chapman family team, their original location out by Jake the Plumber in Westchester. And they've actually expanded their operations. They're now on the main line. This is how busy and popular they are. If you want to go to their shop at the Eagle Village Shops there in Wayne, make sure that you go online or give them a call and make an appointment. If you would, the Westchester location, that one, you can just do a walk-in type thing. But I always say go to the website first. I love their virtual tour, and I keep looking at it and sort of, you know, window shopping, as you will. But Chapman, I can't say enough about this family. You've heard me talk about them. Two brothers, Mike and Mark, just such good, trustworthy, hardworking men, brothers. Started in this business, what, nearly 30 years ago, and now, you know, with their wives and kids and their family and business has grown, certainly, but everybody raves about them, and they've got all the accreditations, fully insured, all of that. They're also the exclusive dealer installer in this area for the new Nana wall product, and that says something about the unique Chapman difference. Chapman, they offer meticulous work, outstanding service, such high-quality products, and all that wisdom, product knowledge, and respect. And that's important, too, that somebody's really going to respect your family budget, especially in these tough times as far as inflation and all. So you can text them, give them a call, 610-431-8898, 610-431-8898, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com, Chapman, the name I trust. Please tell them Dawn sent you. I know there's breaking news in Philadelphia, a girl critically injured after fire broke out in a Kensington home. And we'll talk about all of that moving forward. Breaking news, World Series tickets going through the roof, but on sale now for some lucky fans. But let's get to Ann, who's in Springfield. You wanted to comment on tonight's upcoming debate. Hey, Ann.
Yes, Dawn, I just wanted to comment on a Shapiro ad that came on just before you came on air. I think he's a sneak and a betrayer because he threw Fetterman under the bus on his ad that came on by saying that he voted against Fetterman so many more times than Fetterman voted to release criminals, and that he's much less radical than Fetterman. And the second thing I want to mention is you don't give enough credit to the university police forces. Your mom, I'm a mom. My daughter's a police officer with one of the universities, and she patrols the very areas of Philadelphia that are crime ridden. She has a canine, but she has her life in danger, and they just are so frustrated with Krasner because they make arrests, they go to court, and they are subject to the same injustice that the other Philadelphia police are. So thank you for letting me say something.
And thank you for that shout out too. And you're right. And as far as Shapiro, he has busted the chops of Krasner. I mean, that is true. And they've gone back and forth. So I give him credit for that. I think the point is some people are saying he didn't go far enough, but Ann brings up a great point. I need to talk about that more. I know Temple University police, I've talked to some of them, as well as in University City, Drexel. The law enforcement there, it's a dangerous job for sure, and a lot of frustration. And I know that for Temple, they had hired some experts, and they've done what they could, they've said, but it's an impossible situation. At least that's what it feels like, overwhelming, and we're certainly down in our Philadelphia police force. All right, my husband, Larry Menti, he'll give his brilliant campaign analysis. You don't want to miss Big Lair coming right up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.